here in Little Rock, so it ought to be an action-packed show today. And we'll be taking your phone calls, game balls, and jock straps all day long. Give us your winners and losers of the NCAA tournament. We're talking about that all day today, talking about the one seeds, how Kansas became a number one seed, and we'll break down the number two seeds as well. And I think Reggie Swinton is trying to make his way over here right now. Reggie, when you look over at this tournament, to get all these guys together to come and help support a cause like the AAU program, boy, you got to be thrilled with the turnout. The weather not so much right now, though.
Yeah, but the guys, and you got to pardon me because I'm all hoarse from last night, but you know, the guys came out in big numbers, and they're supporting what we're doing, and it's going to be a really good deal for the kids.
I tell you, Reggie, when you look, I was on my way over here and listening to some of the guys like Houston Nutt, some of those guys. They really support youth football, and that's kind of what's got this all together.
Yeah, I think that, you know, most of the state want to see, you know, our football programs improved. And so back in September, I started putting this together. And, you know, right now it's close. We got mini camp starting next Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's almost close, and we about maxed out with kids. So I'm really thrilled right now.
Well, we're going to have a host of folks coming through today, as I talked about just a minute ago, coming up at around 11 o'clock. Jamal Anderson, former Atlanta Falcon. Rocket Ishmael, former Dallas Cowboy, coming up at 10:30. Anthony Lucas is going to swing by here later on. I know he is. He's making his way around. And then we've got a whole bunch of folks. Just talk about some folks that you've got here right now that if you – are a fan of a professional athlete or a former coach, things like that. Just talk about the people that are here.
We got, I think we got about 13 or 14 celebrities here that all came out to support. And they're all just really having a great time. They're real friendly. They're here to sign autographs, you know, take pictures and everything. So, you know, they're here to help me make this thing better.
Yeah. Now, of course, the weather's not cooperating right now. Now, this thing's going to – the tournament's going to go off, I mean, as far as regardless, it'll go off today, right?
Yeah, I mean, you got guys still playing. Some of them came in because it's cold and, you know, lightning, but they're going to hang around for, you know, lunch and pictures and autographs and all of that. So, plus, they can't go anywhere until I take them back to the hotel anyway. So, they're stuck here.
Well, let's talk about, just for a minute while you're here, I know you watched the NCAA tournament over the weekend, and when you look at it, you've got Louisville, Gonzaga, Kansas, and Indiana's one seeds, and I looked over that, and you know, I'm not opposed to having Gonzaga's number one seed. I think they've earned it. They've had the best record in the NCAA this year. Does their strength of schedule match up with what a number one seed should be? It's debatable. I still think they are a good number one seed. But Kansas, 29-5 on the year. You know, they lost some crucial games. They, you know, almost lost to Iowa State. I kind of disagree with them being a one seed.
Well, Gonzaga is kind of like the Boise State of basketball. But, you know, they play who they have.
Yeah.
And you know, they can't control that. All they can't control is who they have on their schedule and go out there and play. They won the games, you know, so I think they should be there.
Coming up later in the show, we've got Doug Brodus from Bleacher Report. He's the lead college basketball writer. Going to join us here at Rebsman Park. You know, I'm looking over this NCAA tournament, and you've got Louisville. Well, let's start with the play-in games first. North Carolina A&T, Liberty, Middle Tennessee made the tournament. I think that is a huge get for the NCAA. I know they did not win the Sun Belt Conference tournament, but they get an at-large bid to go to
their play throughout the year proved it.
Yeah, I mean, they played some big schools throughout the year, and I think by them getting just to the play-in game, I think that's big for not only them, but, you know, just for the tournament itself, because when you look at this first four in, everybody's made a big deal about this first four in, how it's got to be something that's going to interest people.
Right.
People aren't going to go to Dayton to go watch, you know, North Carolina A&T and Liberty play. You've got to have teams in there. Now, am I saying Middle Tennessee is a team that is going to draw a huge number of fans? No, but it still gives you that, you know, that 28-win team mm-hmm. into the first four.
Well, in my opinion, I think they should go back to the regular 64, you know, field schedule.
Yeah.
Because these first two games nobody cares about, you know, except for their fans of the teams playing.
Yeah.
I like the first, the initial way they had it. And I won't watch these games.
Uh-huh.
I'm ready
you
to know, see.
You're not going to watch any of the first four games?
No.
Man, I tell you, NCAA tournament kicks off. I'm watching tomorrow. It all starts tomorrow. I mean, I'm going to watch from the opening tip until the final buzzer. I mean, that's my thing is I wasn't a big, you know, a huge basketball guy growing up. But, mm-hmm. you know, as you go along, you start, you know, believing in some of these teams. And really, when you look, I kind of like that Boise State-LaSalle game. I think that's a big game. Boise State 21-10, LaSalle 21-9. Like I said, I think if you want to make this relevant from now on, the first four anyways, you've got to have some teams in there.
Yeah, a team that people want to see.
Yeah. So Chris Kane joining us from KATV. Nice to see you can make it, big guy. Oh. Chris Kane.
You know, it is it's storming out there.
What's
I don't know if you guys know. Reg, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I was listening to you guys on the radio. You sound great. Reg, I know. You're a little hoarse. It's okay. That's okay, though.
Goodness.
Hey, man.
We had a good time last night, though.
Yeah, tell. How was that last night?
We had
a big event, right?
Yeah. Our nice event, live band. We got 5-time Grammy Award-winning jazz artist Ski Johnson right here showed out last night.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
The fans came out. They, they signed autographs and took pictures and danced and had a great time last night.
Now, where was this at last night?
At a place called Milestone Event Center in North Little Rock.
Yeah.
Everybody came out. It was...
Black tie event?
No, it was just, casual.
Yeah.
Casual, and everybody enjoyed themselves.
Excellent,
and
man.
And I'm hoarse.
Yeah, I could tell.
Well, at least everybody got to enjoy themselves last night because the rain's not allowing everybody to go play golf today.
And I did something I never do.
What's that?
I drank 2 beers.
Whoa. You okay?
No.
Do you need a water?
That's why he's hoarse today.
It was St. Patrick's Day. You kind of had to. It's an unwritten rule. Well, hey, Reg, I know the weather's not really cooperating today, but, man, you got to really love the support that came out today. I know I heard you talking about that. Hey, real quick, just talk about – I know that, I hear it a lot working in news is parents concerned about safety in youth football. And I know one thing you guys are doing I think is so cool and so important is you have position coaches for every position. So these kids get taught the right way to do things so that injuries are brought down.
Exactly, because we know that concussions right now is at the forefront.
Major topic.
And we've got to start young and teach these kids the right way to do it.
Yeah.
And that's why I want to go out and get a coach for every position, just like college and pro. So these kids will have more one-on-one time to learn the techniques of football. Because most of these youth teams have about 2 or 3 coaches and got about 30 kids. And
that's tough to control, man.
You got kids, standing around.
Yeah.
But these kids need to be learning.
And you guys are doing that. I love it.
Cool. Reggie, we appreciate you. Well, like I said, we're going to have a lot of folks roll through here, former athletes, former professional athletes. So it ought to be a good show, action-packed couple of hours here on The Zone. And we appreciate you joining us, Reggie.
All right. I appreciate you guys having
me. Good seeing you, buddy.
Chris Kane.